This is our regular segment on science and technology on RAE Argentina to the World. Argentine scientists have designed a method to spot coronavirus in less than an hour. A group of researchers created a portable method to detect the presence of this disease in just 60 minutes, with simple application and a very low cost. The application could be key for the window period of the disease, which is when the patient has no symptoms but is already sick. The scientists are Franco Goitia from the University of San Andrés, Carla Jiménez, and former CONICET scholar Federico Pereira Bonet, plus Lucia Curti from the UBA, the University of Buenos Aires. All of them are researchers at CONICET, the state-run scientific institution of Argentina. The method is very simple. It is a band-aid similar to the one applied for pregnancy tests and specifically configured to detect infectious diseases and genetic mutations. The prototype manufactured could be ready in a short time to begin sales for the public. The first tests were carried out in scientific centers in the north of Argentina with dengue patients, and the results reportedly were excellent. In less than 60 minutes, this creation yields either a positive result that is shown with two lines on the band, or a negative result with one line. The centennial of the World Astronomical Union was marked. This organization was created in 1919 and it governs the rules and the names used to make possible global understanding in astronomical matters. 100 years later, more than 13,500 active members from 107 different countries are part of it, and approximately 160 of them are Argentine. In the framework of the anniversary, a series of clips were released by the entity with the aim of reflecting the world's astronomical community. The Argentina one was one of the most viewed on an international level. The video was developed by CONICET with the support of astronomers from different scientific institutions across Argentina. The clip presents the country's astronomical heritage and the history of astronomy in the nation, which dates back more than a century. In Argentina, there are renowned scientific institutions that focus on astronomy, such as the Argentine National Observatory, the La Plata Astronomy Observatory, and the Pierre Auger Cosmic Ray Observatory. Climate change could affect warm communities globally. A recent study published in the journal Science, in which Argentine researchers from CONICET collaborated, revealed that the distribution patterns of warmth on a global scale depend mainly on climatic variables such as temperature and rainfall, and to a less extent, to soil properties. According to experts, these results suggest that climate change could have serious consequences for warm communities and the services they provide to ecosystems. The study included data from almost 7,000 sites in every continent, with the exception of Antarctica, and took into account biodiversity, abundance of individuals and biomass variables, which were in turn correlated and compared to different environmental measurements and factors. José Camilo Vedano is a researcher at Río Cuarto University and an expert in soil ecology who took part in the research. He assures, it reveals that the variables that best explain the distribution of warm diversity are climatic in nature. We're talking about mainly temperature and rainfall. Earthworm communities are essential for ecosystems as they play a vital role in enriching the soil properties, something which is crucial for activities such as farming. And a study has shown that Argentine teenagers suffer high levels of the so-called social jet lag because of their school hours. A team of CONICET researchers led by a neuroscientist called Maria Juliana Leone found that those who go to the morning shift of schools are the ones who suffer the most from the so-called social jet lag. This social jet lag occurs when weekend sleep schedules, or days off, are very different from work schedules. This disruption in natural sleep patterns can impact health in a variety of ways, from poor moods or lower academic and cognitive performance levels to heart disease or obesity. The paper that talks about this has recently been published in journal Nature Human Behavior. Leone, who's a researcher with the Quilmes National University, says that sleep is underestimated, and for teenagers it is fundamental. In maturity, people tend to get up earlier, but adolescents tend to be more nocturnal, naturally falling asleep later. Biologically, the peak of the evening occurs at the end of adolescence, around the age of 20. For that reason, they should also get up later, as that would cover the sleep period recommended by global health agencies, which suggest that teens should get 8 to 10 hours of sleep per day. However, school usually starts in the morning before 8 a.m., which in many cases shortens the kids' sleeping period. This was our weekly segment on Argentina science and technology that is produced by Silvana Avellaneda.